WKBND, depend on us. All right, no potty mouthing going on. I know you're going to look outside. Don't get your knickers in a twist. It's okay. We'll give you the full forecast coming up. It's going to be all right. We'll get through the day. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, and good morning. Thanks for starting your day with the 1110 KBND Morning News. This is The Count, and let's go now to the news center. Here's Kim.
The remains of a Bend woman who went missing just over a month ago has been found, according to a police report. Police say what they believe is the body of Sandy Meyer they found in a utility box in the backyard of her home in Southeast Bend. Police had questioned Sandy Meyer's husband, John Meyer, about her disappearance, and according to police, he took his own life the next morning. Police searched the house and yard two times during the investigation with no success. Bend Police Captain Jim Porter said family members helped in the search and found the body, acting on information they learned in the paperwork from the police investigation. Porter says they hope to positively identify the body by the end of the week. And Oregon State Police have identified bodies found in the Oregon coast near Yahats. There are Nathan Dix and his girlfriend Annie Welch, both of Eugene.
They both died from gunshot wounds to the head. Dix's wound was self-inflicted, but the manner of death for Welch is not determined at this time.
Lieutenant Greg Hastings says Dix was a fugitive who allegedly shot at police during a pursuit in 2008. And Oregon Congressman Greg Walden is in Central Oregon this week to talk to people in Madras and Bend. One of the hot topics is how too much government regulation affects small businesses.
Congressman Walden's first stop was in Bend to talk with the Oregon Concrete Aggregate and Producers Association about a recent increase in federal fines and regulations.
From what I've heard, they're getting, you know, if you drive a pickup on a gravel pit and it has a cracked windshield or something, you know, a rock chip like we get around here all winter, you get fined a couple $100. And apparently there's very uneven enforcement. Things that they're told are fine 1 week, somebody else comes in to inspect and they get whacked the next week. And so it's that unpredictable government enforcement with a heavy hand and fine that causes small businesses to just get very frustrated and not want to grow.
Walden says some were fined for having cardboard boxes in the wrong place in the office, even though the boxes were being delivered during the inspection and they weren't given time to put them away. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
Bend Lapine Superintendent Ron Wilkinson has given the okay to the middle school boundaries recommended by the committee. This means students going to Pine Ridge Elementary will now go to Pilot Butte Middle School instead of Cascade, starting at the next academic year. The boundary changes were needed because of overcrowding at Cascade Middle School. Sixth and seventh graders currently at Cascade Middle School will be allowed to stay until they finish the eighth grade, and bus service will be provided. A Bend man is in critical condition following a motorcycle accident with a semi on Highway 97 between Bend and Redmond early Wednesday morning. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer reports.
60-year-old Henry Glowacki suffered the serious injuries. Sergeant Deke DeMars with the Deschutes County Sheriff's Office explains what happened.
The motorcycle essentially crossed in front of the semi-truck driver, and the semi-truck ended up rear-ending the motorcycle at that time. The driver of the motorcycle ended up on the northbound shoulder of Highway 97, and the motorcycle spun out and actually came to rest in the southbound middle lane of travel on Highway 97.
33-year-old Stephanie Bennett was driving in the southbound lane when she hit the motorcycle. She suffered minor injuries when her car rolled over. The accident closed the highway for a couple of hours and affected Wednesday morning's commute. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND, Radio News.